Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance, and Merry Christmas. Happy Holidays, Happy New Year, all that good jazz. We're going to do things a little different this year. Normally, we keep doing our daily, you know, Video Game Mondays, TV Tuesdays, stuff like that, and do a best of. But I kind of want to do one big long show at the end of the week. So to fill space, I'm going to share with y'all some of our, when we did our Patreon run earlier this year, I'm going to share those shows with you. We have a few Ben Affleck shows, some stuff from DC Animated Adventures. It's all really fun. We had a lot of fun doing it. The Ben Affleck stuff is where I break down his movies of his career. We'll share a couple of those with y'all. And then the DC Animated stuff is we do feature commentary. We do the commentary for the full-length movies. So not just 22 minutes of us talking, but like an hour and a half of us talking, which everybody loves, right? So we're going to drop some of those for you for Christmas. And I hope you really enjoy them and you really like them. Let us know. And we'll make them part of the normal lineup of normal shows. But yeah, I hope everybody has a safe and happy holidays. And hope you enjoy these. Welcome to Been There, Done That, presented by the Night Nerd. This is a show where we're doing a chronological watch through of the films of Benjamin Giza Affleck. Now, this is starts off as a Patreon exclusive, so if you're listening to this in its first run, first and foremost, I do want to say thank you very much. We're so glad to have you as part of our family, and we really hope you enjoy this. If you're checking it out later down the road, again, we still love you, but you could have been listening to this like 6 months ago, so go check it out. This is going to be a series of shows that focuses on all the movies throughout Ben Affleck's career. All the highs, all the lows, the good, the bad, you know. I'm going to put my personal love and preference aside because I really want everyone to see why I enjoy Ben Affleck. And I think watching his rise and fall and re-rise is really important to that, and seeing his love for the craft and the way he does things will hopefully win you all over. Today is the first one, and we are starting with School Ties. He had uncredited appearances in Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Field of Dreams before that. And before that, he, you know, did some TV work, most notably the PBS series Voyage of the Mimi. There were two volumes of that. I thought, you know, it'd be best to start here because he didn't do a whole lot of child acting. He wasn't really a child actor. This is where everything started, was with his films and things. So let's look at the film School Ties. Like I said, this was his first big credited role, which is interesting. He had gone through all these other ones, but this movie first came out in 1992, and it's co-starring Brendan Fraser, Matt Damon, and Chris O'Donnell, and a few other names, Anthony Rapp, Cole Hauser, and these are people that we will see again, a few of them we will see again, obviously Matt Damon, directed by Robert Mandel, and actually written by Dick Wolf from Law & Order. And everything. So that's pretty cool. The movie centers on Brendan Fraser, who is a hotshot football recruit. He's a quarterback that this school gets to hopefully put him over. It's set in the 50s. And his deep, dark secret is that he's Jewish. And when that comes out, you know, all the fallout that comes with it is really interesting and actually pretty sad. I went back through and rewatched it for this show, and it's just the sign of the times for sure. But overall, School Ties is a great place to start this show. Here's a movie with a cast who all these are supposed to be the next group of leading men. You know, they're the next Rat Pack, whatever you want to call it. And in a sense, they kind of were. You know, there's Brendan Fraser And he quickly jumped to leading man status with, like, Encino Man, with Honors, Airhead, George of the Jungle, and, of course, the Mummy franchise. Chris O'Donnell literally just became a sidekick. He was, whether you look at, like, Sin of a Woman, Three Musketeers, and, of course, Batman, these are all movies where he's working beside somebody or with somebody, which is really interesting. And actually, it'd be another 5 years before Ben and Matt would rise up with Good Will Hunting. They'd have some other movies in there, but, you know, that's really when they came to prominence. Throughout the course of this whole movie, Ben has maybe a dozen lines. And this is a shadow of some of his future roles, where he's really just kind of a pretty boy enforcer that shows up when he's needed. And if that's not a perfect description for Batman, I don't know what is. It's just really interesting to see him throughout this. The first time we see him, he's reciting hymns and verses next to Brendan Fraser, but he's just partially on screen. Like, you see half his face, so he's really easy to miss. The next time we see him is in the scene where all the guys are hanging out, listening to records in their dorm rooms. And it's, you know, it's the first of the semester. They're all becoming friends. They're all on the football team together. It's interesting that in this whole scene, Affleck is the only one without a shirt. And I don't know why that's weird. I feel like for the 50s, it kind of is. You have some guys who are still wearing their button-down shirts and no pants. Kind of like risky business. But he's the only one without a shirt. I don't know if that was like his doing or the director's doing. I'm not one to judge. But speaking of judging, outside of breaking up or starting a few fights, the next time we really see him is in the big climactic jury scene. So if you haven't seen it, what it all comes down to is one of their core group of this team is suspected of cheating. And they have to sign these honor codes that say, hey, you know, we're not going to cheat. We're not going to do this. And the teacher finds their little it's like a little folded up piece of paper that one of them has in the palm of their hand. And he realizes they cheated. And he tells all of them, hey, either the person come forth or I'm failing you all, because, you know, that's just not fair. And we know that it was Matt Damon that cheated. Like, Brendan Fraser sees him cheat, and another character, whose name I forget now, sees him cheat too. And Brendan Fraser goes up to Matt Damon, and he's like, hey, you know, I saw you cheat. You need to do what's right. And Matt Damon's like, well, if you saw me cheat and didn't report me, you're going to go down too. Brendan Fraser's okay with that. So then they get to the big meeting. And, you know, all these guys are in like a study room, library type thing. And they're like, all right, we're going to have to do this. And they look at each other, and Fraser starts to stand up, and Matt Damon stands up, and he's like, okay, you know, I should have told you guys, I feel bad, but it was Brendan Fraser. And so he jumps up, he's like, no, I'm not the one that did it, it was you. And so they have to decide, it goes to a vote, and Ben Affleck is siding with Matt Damon's character, because they're all very old school, you know, family lineage and everything. Chris O'Donnell, who is Brendan Fraser's roommate, is like, no, you know, you're doing this just because he's Jewish. You need to take that out of the equation. And a really interesting scene. And they finally go to vote. And that's the last time we see Ben. Not a whole lot in there. He just makes a couple of lines about how Brendan Fraser lied about being Jewish and how Matt Damon's character, you know, never lied to him, didn't have reason to. And it's interesting, you know, going back and watching it is fun, because you look at, I don't want to really say fun, it puts things in perspective, because you look at the path that these actors had after this movie. You know, in the movie, Ben is a strong, silent type that can't seem to really hang out with the quote-unquote leading men. But as time goes on, this is something we'll see he balances between being the pretty face and a talented actor in various projects. As his first big movie with a credit. He's seventh billed. It's a great jumping on point for him. You know, these other guys would have their, well, specifically Brendan Fraser and Chris O'Donnell, but especially Brendan Fraser. Say what you will about Ben Affleck, and as we'll see down the road, he may have had a fall, but nothing like Brendan Fraser's. But this movie doesn't really highlight Ben's strengths or diversity, but it shows that, you know, he's a competent actor and will play the part given. This is not a Ben Affleck movie, but rather a movie Ben Affleck was in. The seeds are planted, and you can definitely see the potential from everyone in this movie. And even though he's in the background or to the side, the majority of the film, you can still appreciate his performance in the movie. And it is, you know, whereas Matt Damon, very much, even though he's a jerk, you can see that he handles the camera and the scenes and being the center of attention and everything right out of the gate. And that's something that I don't know if Ben ever really grows into, you know. In it, throughout this retrospective, we'll look at the rise and fall and rebirth of Ben Affleck, but I don't think he's ever really as comfortable in front of a camera as Matt Damon is. I'd put him up there with Brendan Fraser and Chris O'Donnell, maybe even more so, especially in longevity. You know, he was managed to recover from a lot of things, but this part here, him jumping on it, is really neat to look at his career, and it can only, well, I would say it can only go up, but as we'll see down the road, it can also go down. So that's going to be it for us today. Thank you all so much for listening. If you like what you hear, like I said, you're a patron subscriber, hopefully, so tune in. Every week we have new shows. This is a monthly show, so you'll get it in the first week of every month. And we're really proud of it. If you want to email us, you can email nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. We're also on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. Just look for The Night Nerd. If you're listening to this down the road, patreon.com/thenightnerd. We really do appreciate everything you all do for us. Yeah, again, I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening. And join us next time when we look at Dazed and Confused.